Welcome back to the Coach's Show. We're now talking with Annie Post, who is the Martin County West Gymnastics coach. And coach, you guys had a great season last year, so let's start off talking about that, and then we'll move our way into this season and what your expectations are.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I am excited to talk about last season. It is personally my favorite season I've ever coached. Not only were the girls stellar during meets, but off of meet time, they behaved so well. They were very respectful and just great teammates to each other. So first and foremost, I just want to give them a shout out for that. Talking about the end of season last year, man, we really killed it. We saw some high scores, 138. Can't remember the tenths off of my head, but that's the highest score that we've seen in 5-6 years. So it's fun to see that. We had a run against Worthington, who is a very great competitor. Almost beat them. We lost by a couple tenths, so that was super fun. And then just to end the season, our Lily Schultz from Martin County West went for beam and bars and did very well, competed with the best of the best in the state, and she held her own. So just super proud of the season. We had some really great seniors. Unfortunately, they left us. Adriana Canoflo was from Fairmont, and Ava Tate was from Martin County West. Both varsity gymnasts, and so we were sad to see them go, but we've got some really great kids coming up filling their shoes.
Yeah, last year it seemed like you were consistently topping scores almost every meet out, and people were scoring personal bests. And take that from last year, that experience, what are your expectations for this season?
Yeah, I definitely want to expand on it. Adriana Knopflo was a really good bar worker, and so I am looking to fill that final bar spot. Otherwise, we have pretty much every spot filled already, and I do anticipate some high scores this season, just like last season. I was telling the girls this week at practice, like, they want to be at 100% today. And I'm like, let's just, you know, get into it slowly and work our way there. I know we'll get there. But yeah, we got to work our way there.
It's good to have that excitement, but kind of hard to rein it in at times, right?
For sure. Yes.
And you guys are going to be in a different place for home meets. You're going to be at the Armory in Fairmont now. How big of a change is that for you guys?
Definitely is a change. We do love the space, though. It works really well. We can host a little bit bigger meets, which is nice. The only bummer is we don't have an in-floor pit, so we're looking at getting an above-ground one, and then we'll be set.
And, I mean, shout out to Live Fit Sport and Wellness Center for being the host for so many years, but kind of a change of pace.
Sure.
And a little bit bigger space or open space, so maybe more fans can even come and watch as well.
Yes. And we're actually going to have bleachers.
So people won't have to stand up against the wall then.
Yeah, or sit in folding chairs. So we're pretty excited.
Any notes or any comments that you have? Like, who? I know Lily Schultz, you're probably obviously looking to be a leader in all the events, but who are you seeing so far that you think will be leaders on the team this year?
Yeah, we've got two really great captains this year. Nola Fiedens is a senior this year. She was also a captain last year. She's been in the gym for 7 years now, and she has been a leader since day one. So she's leading the team to the successes last year, and I do anticipate this year as well. The second captain this year is Jaden Montgomery, and both Nola and Jaden are varsity all-around gymnasts. So it's fun to see them lead their teammates, but then also lead in meets, which is cool.
And really close to making it to state as a team last year, what things do you need to work on to maybe fill that in for this season?
Yeah, last year, obviously, we had a lot of great meets, and I think just expanding on that, you know, cleaning up what we can, it's not like we need to bump up these skills so much. It's just really perfect what we already have so we can save those 10 from, you know, pointed toes versus flex. That kind of thing, bent legs.
Yeah, every little thing counts, right?
Absolutely.
And how excited are the kids to be in a different atmosphere? Are they liking it so far?
Oh yeah, they love it. They love that we can really bump the music in there too, since no one's around us. They enjoy that.
I know you guys are probably going to be looking for volunteers, because you got to move the equipment a little bit more than you did last year. Set it up, maybe take it down a few different times, but if anybody wants to do that, do they just need to get a hold of you?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. We're always looking for volunteers. Even National Honor Society kids in high school, they can come and volunteer some hours too. But yeah, reach out to me. We do it about once a month. In December, we're doing it twice. But January, February, March, those are all once a month as well.
All right, Annie. Well, we look forward to following you guys, the Magic, through the season this year, and best of luck to you and the girls.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And that was Annie Post, the head coach of the Martin County Area Magic, which is the gymnastics team for Martin County West, also combined with Fairmont. And we wish them the best of luck this season. And thank Annie for joining us here on the Coaches Show, the preview of winter sports season. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and we'll talk with head coach of the boys basketball team at Martin County West, Phil Rotunda. That's coming up next here on the Preview Show on Extreme Country 105.7, your home for the Mavericks all season long.